Welcome to the Cornerstone League podcast, bringing together credit union advocates, thought leaders, champions, and more. I'm your host, Tanya Ditburner, Cornerstone League Director of Communications and Media Relations, and today we're talking about Unite, a new Cornerstone League advocacy grassroots initiative. With me today to talk about Unite is Cornerstone League Advocacy Operations Manager April Krause and Missouri Credit Union Association Grassroots and Credit Union House Manager Morgan Householder. April and Morgan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
We're glad to be here.
Let's jump right in. Tell me, what is Unite?
Unite is the new premier grassroots program for our five-state Cornerstone region. It replaces ROAR, which was our three-state region grassroots program, and then it also replaces STAND, which was the HCUA region's grassroots program. With the merger, we felt we needed a fresh start, and what better time to redo the grassroots program than now?
It may be good to remind listeners that Cornerstone League and Heartland Credit Union Association merged in January 2023. So what better way to unite our advocacy efforts than with a new grassroots initiative? Walk me through the acronym UNITE. What does each letter stand for?
UNITE stands for Understand, Notify, Invest, Target, and Engage. We came up with this acronym after taking a good look at the Cornerstone League's mission, which is to advance the success of credit unions. And there's truly no better way than uniting together to do that.
What goals does the Cornerstone League advocacy team hope to achieve through this initiative?
I think our goal is pretty simple. We expect and hope that all five states will engage in this program and that we will have involvement over all five of our states. Unite brings together both programs, STAND and ROAR, and brings the best parts of those programs under one central banner. Unite has five pillars for our five states. And once we have great involvement in this program, we can expect excellent grassroots action across the region.
How can Cornerstone members engage with this program?
Well, like I said before, the program is split into five pillars as spelled out with the acronym. We're going to split this up between April and I. So I will begin with the first one, which is U, which stands for Understand. This is the section of the program that encourages credit unions to either host or attend an advocacy training every year. These training courses are not one size fits all, but can be tailored to your credit union's needs. Maybe you do a regional day of training, which is popular in Missouri, where we bring multiple credit unions across a region in for one central day of training. Perhaps you host a training as a part of your onboarding process. Perhaps you do one over Zoom. We think it's very important for all staff to understand why advocacy is important. It can't just stay in our C-suite. There has to be a trickle-down effect, and that's where the advocacy training component comes into place and why it's truly important to understand the importance of advocacy. The second pillar is Notify. It has two parts. One is member-facing and one is staff-facing. The first step is to enroll in CUNA's Member Activation Program, more commonly called MAP. You can do this through the Cornerstone League website or on the CUNA website. Once your credit union is enrolled in the program, it's a lifetime enrollment, so you don't have to renew it every year. But what it does give your credit union is plug-and-play information to target advocacy issues to your members. So you might have access to, or you might decide you want to send something via email or do a social media campaign, or perhaps you want to go old school and use a letter. But this provides you the information that you need to have true grassroots action. So we're not just using the voices of our staff, but we're using the voices of all credit union members.
Can you speak to the importance of legislators hearing from their actual constituents?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good point to bring up and why the MAP program is so effective. So they hear from the advocacy team at Cornerstone regularly, and we're thought of as kind of, you know, the lobbyists, the internal kind of crew that they hear from all the time. But we're just one voice, whereas when they hear from their constituents, whether it's 5, 10, 100, 1,000 voices talking about a certain issue, that shows true impact, and they listen to that.
The other part of Notify is this at the staff level, where we expect the leaders of the credit union, the CEO, or when we get to a next step, our legislative champion, to engage the staff and have them respond to those action alerts that we send out. And then the next pillar is I, which stands for invest. Cornerstone League identifies a set PAC, or political action committee, goal for each credit union in the Cornerstone region at the beginning of each calendar year. Every state utilizes the same formula to come up with those goals, which is full-time employee count and part-time employee count. The total goals for each credit union can be found on their respective state PAC pages on the Cornerstone League website. For completion of this pillar in the program, a Unite credit union must meet its set goal completely. A crucial part of the investment into the state PACs is credit union-wide participation. We recommend a regular campaign effort for PAC dollars. For example, those could be payroll deduction, merchandise sales, dress down days, et cetera, anything, selling candy bars for those Texas credit unions. This will ensure that when your state needs to access PAC dollars, that there are funds available to support credit union friendly candidates. And then going into Target, which is our fourth pillar, Target is where Project Zip Code comes into play. Project Zip Code is one of the most powerful tools we have when it comes to meeting with our elected officials. Project Zip Code is a program that CUNA developed in partnership with the leagues that simply matches up credit union members with their state and federal legislative districts. When we meet with our elected officials, we present them with the Project Zip Code report that shows the number of credit union members that are in the district. So if they are voting against a bill or for a bill, we say, hey, you, depending on how you're going to vote, you're going to affect 300,000 members, constituents in your district. For us, these are credit union members. For them, guess what? It's credit union votes. And we all know that the most important thing for our elected officials is one, votes, and two, PAC funds. And then our last pillar is engage. We feel that this step ties everything in the Unite program together. The best way to participate in this section of Unite is, I mentioned before, identifying a legislative champion within your credit union to engage in advocacy efforts, both within your state and within the greater credit union movement. Let us not forget that this is a grassroots program, and the true might of grassroots is done at events where the power of the Cornerstone League is visible. The program requires at least one engagement at one advocacy event per year. That could be attending the CUNA GAC, our Hike the Hill that we do every year, and then, of course, your state day at the Capitol or your state level governmental affairs conference.
Let's say that there's a small credit union leader whose staff may not have any advocacy experience. How would you suggest that a credit union leader identify someone on staff to participate as part of the engage component of Unite?
Well, it could either be someone at the staff level, but if there's someone not at the staff level that is interested, it can always be the CEO. But that's where the education, the understand comes into play, is if there's somebody at the credit union that maybe doesn't know anything about advocacy, but they have an inkling or a desire to learn, that's where someone on the grassroots team can come in and do an advocacy 101 to light a fire under them, and so they understand the importance of advocacy.
I think I would also add, Tanya, and I think it's important to also note that this program is also for your credit union's board of directors, which is a great resource for our smaller credit unions to engage with their board. It's very common for one board member to really be passionate about their credit union for whatever reason, and those passionate voices are sometimes the most impactful voices. In addition to that, you know, the credit union movement has this great network of volunteers, credit union members who love their credit union enough that they volunteer for events. So that's another avenue that a small credit union could go to find that network or that those people who are interested in being involved.
Now that the program is launched, what can credit unions expect in the coming months?
Well, we are so excited that it's launched, and we know that it's going to be a great success. So each state can expect to hear from their advocacy division contacts. So that may be their executive director, that could be their grassroots coordinator, grassroots manager. And those people are going to be reaching out to each credit union in their state and asking for a commitment to the program. That commitment can be done by the CEO, it can be done by the legislative champion, and it's very easy. It can be done online on the Cornerstone website. After that credit union is committed to the program, and more credit unions enroll in the program, your same contact will reach back out to you, work with you on these five pillars of the program, trying to get full completion of the program. And then we will recognize our Unite Credit Unions at Impact in 2024. And we know we're going to have great success. So we'll see you there.
Is there anything that I forgot to ask you or that you'd like to add?
Credit unions have such a vast group of grassroots within our Cornerstone region. We have at least 12 million. Just imagine if we could engage all of those through our Notify, through MAP, and through Action Alerts, how our voices could resonate in our capitals at the state level and at the federal level in Washington, D.C. So this is just such grassroots for credit unions is so important because without making our voice heard, somebody's telling our story. And it's not us, and it's probably not going to be a good one. So we need to make sure our voices are heard. Unite is the perfect way to do that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.
As April and Morgan generously outlined for us, Unite is an exciting and comprehensive way to engage in credit union advocacy. Unite is available to Cornerstone League members in Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. For more information and to sign up, visit cornerstoneleague.coop/advocacy/grassroots. Until next time.